Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, the Director of Programs and Outreach for the North Berrien Historical Museum, Peter Cook. How you doing, Peter? Glad to have you.
Thank you very much, Ray. Glad to be here.
You've been away from the microphones here for too long. We haven't caught up for quite a while about the what's going on at the museum and about you. What's the Director of Programs and Outreach for the North Berrien Historical Museum? What does that mean? What's that title mean? What do you do?
My responsibilities include putting together programs, arranging speakers to come and present on historical topics at the museum. We have those once a month on the third Tuesday.
Which we're going to be talking about coming up here in a moment.
And we will be talking. Yep, we will be talking about that, as well as I work with kids groups, go out to elementary schools, or when the field trips come into the museum,
sure.
We'll talk to them about local history in the North Berrien area.
Yeah.
The museum covers that kind of the North Berrien region, yeah. Hager.
Sure.
Paloma, Watervliet, and Bainbridge.
Well, it's open to anybody. I mean, you know,
but
anybody's welcome. So
yeah.
What are you guys working on? You've got something actually that you're working on for this fall it sounds really exciting. A print shop? Is that what you said it was?
So we've had the print shop building on the museum for, I believe, about 15 years, maybe even a little longer than that. But the equipment was donated from the Tri-City Record, their mm-hmm. old equipment. There's a linotype in there, which is a pretty fascinating machine.
Yeah.
And we haven't really ever had it. We had a grand opening, but it hasn't really ever been open to the public as part of our tours when people come through. So we're in the process of making that accessible, having there be more displays in there,
sure.
interpretation. And so we're aiming for fall. So our director, Jack, is working on that diligently at the moment, along with our summer interns and it's coming along. It's pretty exciting. We'll as that develops, we'll have more information on it.
Well, yeah, we'll have to have you back once you get close to doing that, and so you can tell us all about that. Are you looking at just on display, or are you going to try to get some of the equipment functioning where you can maybe do some demonstrations on things? You don't know yet.
Well, I don't believe that any of the equipment is actually going to be functioning for demonstration, as great as that would be. The upkeep and maintenance on some of those old machines
would be
costly, both time-wise and financially. But we might do and this is still in development, but I might do like a kids like printing program to go along with that or something like that. As we get closer to that, we'll know more.
More information to come. We'll talk
absolutely.
About that. Have you back. See, there's a reason to bring you back in so we can chat a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, all right. So speaking of those Tuesday events, though, you've got one coming up on Tuesday at 7. Tuesday the 18th at 7 o'clock. Tell me about the Hager Township's Jacobia.
Yes, so Jacobia was it's sometimes referred to as a lost town, but it was actually just an estate that was developed on in Hager on the shore of Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
In the teens of last century, there was a man named Henry Jacobs who was, I'd almost want to call him like a Howard Hughes type of figure.
Really?
In a sense. Yeah, well, he was kind of an inventor. He had worked for the railroad and had developed several different things for to make more efficient, railroad service. And he had also worked in aviation. So there's that tie-in
right there.
Right. He fancied himself an inventor, and he was also an entrepreneur. And he ended up moving to he bought a bunch of property on the shoreline there and developed an estate which included a water tower. That was known as Jacob's Tower.
Okay.
And it's no longer standing. It burned, and much of the property the property still stands there, but it's all of the various objects and features are really no longer there.
So wait, you're telling me a water tower burned? That's weird.
Yeah.
Of course, back then they were made out of, they were wooden water towers.
Exactly.
So yeah,
yeah,
that would make sense.
Yeah, there was also a huge staircase going up the beach called Jacob's Ladder. And I believe they had a swimming pool on there. This is the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
So It was somewhere that it was an estate that people visited, and he had an Arabian horse, and this is kind of an eccentric entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to kind of be diving into that. There have been local authors have written books on the matter, and I'll be using that. I'll be presenting that myself.
So that's part of the speaker series coming up on Tuesday.
Yep,
right?
I will be presenting that topic myself.
Okay.
And so looking forward to that. I've been diving into Jacobia the last few months.
So this was about 100 plus years ago, you said? In
right around 100 years ago.
Okay.
I believe that the Henry Jacobs died in 1925, and the water tower burned a couple years after that.
Okay. And so what is the land now? I know you're going to do the speaker series on this, but what is the land used now for? I mean, is it still part of that estate then, or?
I know that the land is no longer utilized for that. And
right.
I'm actually, my plan is to drive by there, since I'm not from the area. My plan is to drive by there on the way home from here.
Okay.
And because I have the general area.
Yeah.
And kind of check it out, scope it out.
See what else is left there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do have photographs that a local author that wrote on the topic took a couple years ago on the property. There are remnants of the tank at the water tower and whatnot still on the property.
Okay.
So I'm going to be kind of going, I'm not going to be going onto the property, but I'll be driving by and investigating on my way home.
Do you know who owns the property currently then or presently? Don't mean to put you on the spot, but.
No, I know that previously it was, it's divided up now. Like people, but previously, one of the McCoy brothers, Richard McCoy, owned some of that property and actually gave the museum some of the materials that we're going to be using for that. And I know that Daryl Schlender, who wrote on the topic, told me who currently owns it. And offhand, I can't remember the name of one of the current owners, the person that allowed him onto the property.
Sounds really interesting. So that's the Hager Township's Jacobia, we'll call it, I guess, or that's the name. That's coming up Tuesday the 18th at 7 o'clock, and that'll be where, you said?
At the North Barren Historical Museum, 300 Coloma Avenue.
Okay.
Yep,
so,
June 18th, 7 p.m.
So if you're interested in a little bit of history, a great speaker series for you to check out. And I'll run down the dates, the date and the time again for you coming up and how you can find out more information about it. But then Saturday, the 22nd, it's Industry History. That almost rhymes. Industry History Day also, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so last year we had on site at the old Watervliet paper mill, the site of the old paper mill, we did a reunion there. And it was such a success and people enjoyed that so much that we kind of decided to sort of continue that tradition this year or at least revisit that.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're focusing more on we will be touching on the paper mill because that's what we largely have materials on at the museum. But we also want to celebrate other industry and achievements in the North Berrien area. And so we're asking, you know, from 12 to 4 p.m.
on Saturday, the 22nd.
This is Saturday, June 22nd, from 12 to 4 p.m. It's kind of an open house. And so that entire time, the Watervliet paper mill will kind of be our materials will be on display and people can come, and employees, family members, and others who are interested can come and view the museum's paper mill collection.
Mm-hmm.
We are asking people to help identify photos or tell their story and just meet up with friends from past years. I've been so focused on Jacobia that I haven't been as involved with putting together the other industry that we're going to be talking about that day. That's been more our other staff. But I know that they're working on collecting materials for other past industry history as well. So,
right.
And so that's basically the whole time frame of the event, 12 to 4, that will be going on. And we'll also be, I'll be heading up at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. We're going to be doing a kids program called Assembling the Past Michigan's Automotive Industry.
Oh.
So that's going kind of outside of the North Berrien area, more broad Michigan history. So they'll be learning what drove Michigan's automotive industry. And we're going to kind of simulate, once they get a little bit of context for that past and the importance of stuff like the automotive assembly line, they'll then kind of get their chance at working their own assembly line.
Yeah.
We're going to build rubber band cars and
nice.
Like test them out for distance.
That'll be fun.
So that should be fun. Yeah, there's two opportunities, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. That'll probably go about an hour in total. So that's kind of aimed at kids ages 6 through 12, but, you know, that's flexible.
Right. So then for the speaker series on Tuesday the 18th, the Hager Township's Jacobia, and for Industry History Day on Saturday the 22nd from noon to 4, is there a cost? Is that
Those are both free events.
Both free events.
They're both free events, yes. Yeah.
And I'm going to tease you a little bit because I want to invite you back to come talk about the Pierre Marquette Railroad. That's coming up on Tuesday, July 16th. That's another speaker series you've got coming up for July. We've got about a minute left. Give us a quick thing on that one, and then I'm going to invite you back to talk about that when we get closer.
Wonderful. Yeah, Tuesday, July 16th at 7 p.m., Nadra Kissman from the New Buffalo Railroad Museum will come and speak about the Pierre Marquette Railroad, kind of the cultural force that it was beyond, what it meant to kind of the area.
Yeah. Mark your calendars for that one. That's Tuesday, July 16th. And Peter, we'll have you come back and talk about that. For any of these speaker series or the Industry History Day, how can we find out more information about that? Do you have a website or a Facebook page we can go to?
We do have a website. It's northberrienhistory.org.
Northberrienhistory.org.
Yep, .org. And you can also go, you can also call us at 269-468-3330. Once again, that's 468-3330.
Or you can just stop by.
And you can just stop by. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Awesome. Peter Cook, Director of Programs and Outreach, North Berrien Historical Museum. Thanks for coming in and bringing us up to date on all the great things happening.
Thank you, Ray. It's wonderful to be here again.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.